what I mean? It's true.
It is true. Welcome back, friends. I was commenting on Sarah. I had not thought of the law in terms of a protection for the saint from those who are vicious. And that is true. That's a very good way to consider it. There's a hunger today within people of wanting to transcend their conscience. So we're back to that concept of humanity is meant to evolve. Okay. So Father Fleet mentioned that word, Ratzinger, in terms of resurrection, mentions that word. So are we now back to transhumanism? Because they too want to transcend the body. They too want to evolve. And those who want to do this, some of these people see the deficiencies around them and thinking that Christianity is nothing but the law, pursue Gnostic beliefs, tarot cards, and the like. And my friends, it's rampant. And I think they're right to perceive the trap of reducing spirituality to the law, but they fail to understand the type of evolution that Father Philippe and Ratzinger is thinking of, because it's an immersion into the very life of Christ himself.
And perhaps you can see there the counterfeit that Satan always offers. He knows that man is going to become divinized, not by his own power, right? But because that is going to be a free gift of God who became man so that we could become like him and become divine, right? This is a free gift that is given, but Satan can't abide by that free gift. And so he's going to convince man that man must become divine under his own powers. And so we will strive to become like God, right? Because we are created in the image and likeness of God. It is within our capacity to become divinized, right? We were created for that purpose, but not outside of grace. It's like building the Tower of Babel again and again and again and again.
Yes. Right? Yes.
We perpetually think that we can get to heaven because we can do it on our own. And this is just the next level of the Tower of Babel.
The famous Augustine, love, then do what thou will, is put into proper context when a definition of love and freedom is evidenced in the life of Christ. There is no way truth, there's no way or truth of life but that of Christ. So that love and do it that will. So that sounds like, that heresy where it's just to the will with Nietzsche.
Oh, yeah.
Did that, or will to power, will to power.
Yes, will to power, yeah.
And that's not this, because you have your love has actually been defined in terms of, the free gift of self and all those other points we talked about previously.
Yeah, you cannot have a dialogue. You can't quote Augustine if you don't know what his definition is. It's disingenuous to quote someone and to implement your own, to insert your own definition into what he says. Because love and do what you will is profoundly beautiful. Because love by its nature is the cure to harm. Right? I mean, by its nature, it cannot do anything that will harm you if it's love as defined by Christ, right? To will the good. It's self. I mean, see, there you see the law again, binding, right? There's a law to love that will prevent it from doing harm. Love can do no malice. I mean, it's whatever the beautiful thing in Corinthians or whatever, like all of the, what love isn't, right? It's self-defined and within that there is security. But when you try and impose, when you try and create an anti-law, right? And you want to define love as your own, that is where, I mean, harm abounds then. It can't be anything but.
That's right. The last chapter delves into spiritual poverty. Being and doing are often confused. Boy, 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 is that so true. Humans have an infinite value, not because of what can do, but who they are in themselves.
Right.
A creation in the image and likeness of God. Right. What happens to the value of a person in his value, if his value is based on extrinsic qualities? So we have a young athlete, and he's capable of great feats, and he gets into an accident or an illness, and he's confined to a wheelchair. At this, you know, has he lost his value? Has he lost that which made him of infinite worth? The good we can do, as opposed to being, can often lead to pride. Confusion of self with talents makes one contemptuous of those who can't. And so then we are starting to have a reduction of interior freedom with that. Spiritual poverty is the counter to this destructive confusion. Humility about what we are, children of God, and we possess nothing apart from God's free, unmerited gift to us. Spiritual trials are a great aid in purifying ourselves of erroneous tendencies. Some theologians call this the dark night of the soul. Therese came to understood that God's mercy is all through her own passion.
Yeah, it's that title of Sheldon Vanacken's book, right? A Severe Mercy, right? That recognition that sometimes, you know, we're not the most brilliant of crayons in the box, right? I mean, we're oftentimes a little bit obtuse. Sin has darkened our intellect. And so consequently, you know, we need to be addressed oftentimes in very striking and shocking kind of ways. I mean, really, when you think about the crucifixion, it's in its goriness, in its horror, in its how could man do something so horrible and cruel to someone, right? But it is the very need that the human person has to see the level to which our Lord is willing to go to show us that he loves us. Anything that would have been less than that would have made the human intellect say, but well, he loved me that far, but he didn't love me that far, right? But God, in his willingness to suffer ignominy, right? I mean, this terrible, horrible, shameful, I mean, what did he not bear when he bore the cross for us? What level of shame, what level of dereliction, what abasement did he not suffer as God? So that man could not say, well, you did that, but you didn't do this, right? I mean, he had to go to extremes because our intellect is so dull.
That's right.
And he does, and he did.
That's right. All right, my friends, we're gonna stop here, and then the next episode we'll have a concluding thoughts. Till then, fides ad ratio.